Look, we came down here to win today. We're going home disappointed. I thought we gave it a very good shot. But ultimately, we just came up short. First half, we should have been maybe a bit further ahead. And second half, then, when the game was up for grabs, look, the Kerry marquee players probably showed why they are the marquee players. And they, you know, got over the line when the game was there for the taking. We missed a few scores, had a couple of bad turnovers. Fellas looked tired, but Kerry were just that small bit better in the end.
A dream start, but it could even have been better if Connor had Bill at the back of the net.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. You know, I thought we opened him up three or four times definitely in the first half there. Our interplay was excellent. Got the ball in quickly, and I think it surprised them a bit. Now, in fairness to them, after about 20 minutes, they made adjustments to stop that. And we turned over balls, and it made it easy for them to go up and get scores, which they did. So, it was a great start, but we felt we should have been more up at halftime when we were so dominant at the start, but we weren't, and it came back to haunt us in the end.
Yeah, those 3 points before halftime, they were killers, really, from a Cork point of view.
Yeah, they were, yeah, but at that stage, Kerry had kind of pushed on and taken over. And it was kind of before that we felt if we kept pushing on and we had the ball at the times, we were 4 points up. We didn't hold on to it. We felt we forced it, got the turnovers, gave away the turnovers, and Kerry went up the field and got scores. So that's what we maybe were disappointed about. And look, that's why Kerry were All-Ireland champions 2 years ago, beaten by Kikuba Ball last year, and you know, one of the hot favourites again this year, because they know how to suss out an opposition. And even when things are going wrong for them, they can adjust on the pitch, and that's what they did today.
And I suppose, even though it's probably not a positive, but the fact that it took them until the 50th minute to get their noses in front, I suppose, says something about the way you were playing and the way you were defending.
Yeah. Look, sure, we knew if you're trying to play catch up with Kerry there, it's going to be very, very hard, because they have the players there that can hit you on the break, and you know, they have the class, they have the Cliffords, they have Shawnee Shea, you know, Paul Gainey came in there and made a big impact, and you know, they're used to going All Irelands every year, and you know, that's the experience you pick up from those big games, and that's what we're trying to get with this group now, and hopefully the likes of today now, you know, fellas will put it in the bank as experience, and you know, use it again going forward.
I suppose what was frustrating there near the end was that they were playing keep ball. Okay, some people up in the crowd were saying, why don't Cork press up? But it's not as simple as that.
Well, no, if you press up, they'll pick you off, and that's, you know what I mean? And even I wasn't overly worried at that stage, because I think there was about maybe 3 minutes plus injury time, and there was about 6 or 7 minutes left there. And so we felt at 2 points, look, you know, keep it tight. You never know, we might get a break, and 2 points down, you could get up the field, and it was our one chance of maybe trying to get a goal on the break. Previous to that, we actually broke them up well, and Matty, we had a 3-2. Matty Taylor, in fairness to him, got up the field, but we didn't punish him, and we were turned over, which was probably a big moment in the game. Like, we needed a goal at that stage to have something to hang on to going into the last 5 minutes, but it wasn't to be. And look, in fairness, they had a bit of class that got him over the line.
While some of those moves involving Matty maybe didn't work out with the desired result in the end, the amount of ball that man won and the amount of ball he carried was incredible.
Incredible, yeah. That's his, you know, his in fairness to him, his fitness levels and his application and the way he looks after himself and prepares for games is incredible. And, you know, he showed that out today. And, you know, on another day, he was just a bit unlucky that didn't get the break at the end, but as for his application and his will to win, you know, that can't be questioned.
8 points from Brian Hurley. You probably will want a bigger contribution from some of the other forwards.
Yeah, look, Brian was unsung today, and as I said, look, you know, Conor Corbett, Chris Oak had great finishes to the league, and they're just a bit unlucky with a few things today, and you know, so we just need maybe a more spread of scorers, and we didn't get that. But that's something we have to go back to the drawing board now and work on for the Sam Maguire.
But I suppose one of the real positives, like coming down here, I know within your own group, you were expecting to maybe have the kind of a game today and be as close to Kerry, and I'm sure we're hoping to be victorious. But you've come a long ways in terms of what was happening over the last couple of years with Cork and Kerry.
Yeah, without a doubt. Look, you know, 2 years ago in Parky Ring, we were, you know, it was backs to the wall stuff for 50 minutes, kept ourselves in the game and beaten by 11 points. Now last year, I thought we did, we were lucky in Parky Keeve. And today now again, you know, the game was up for grabs going into injury time. So, but look, we're not happy with that. You know, I have a very disappointed dressing room down there. Heads are down, lost the match. So what we've got to do now is see, can we get to the next level? The next opportunity now is the Sam Maguire. And, you know, what we must try and do is try to get to the preliminary or a quarter final straight off, and we just have to wait for the draw and see how that goes.
Yeah, that's probably the bones of a month away, and it could throw up anything.
It could, yeah, it could. So look, all we know is we'd have one home, one away, and one at neutral venue. It was a very exciting competition last year, and it gives us a small bit of time now to breathe, really. And so that's what we're going to do, take stock, but go at it hell for leather again and see can we drive on and make progress in the Sam Maguire.
And finally, John, Marta Shanley went off with an injury. Paul Welch went off as well. You'll be hoping that it's not long term.
Yeah, we'll just see now. Morris had a foot injury, he'll have an x-ray in the morning. Tommy Welch's calves, you know, just seized up. I think Paul will probably be okay. So I think bar Morris there, everyone else came out hopefully unscathed from today.